We are learning Maseches Megillah, Daf Zayin Amud Aleph, and we are beginning 9 lines from the top of Zayin Amud Aleph. Omar Rav Shmuel by Yehuda, Sholcha Lehem Esther Lechacham. Esther sent a message to the Chachamim, Kevauni Ledairis, which Rashi says means, make the day of Purim a Yom Tov, and for Kriya, to read the Megillah, to be a shame, Esther, Megillah's Esther. Sholcha Lah, they sent back to her, Kina At Ma'aris Aleinu Lebein Umois. You are being ma'ir kina, jealousy between the Umayyads. You make a whole simcha over, you know, celebrating that you were victorious over the Goyim. They're going to be angry at us. Shalch Elohim, she sent back, I'm already written in the history books of Malchi Modei Aparas, and therefore you have nothing to worry about. And the Mashal points out that this discussion is really marumas in the Megillah. It says in the Megillah, Perek Tes Pasik Chaf, and then later on, Pasuk of Tes says, "V'tichtev Esther Amalka Basavichal Mordechai Yehuda is called Toikev L'Kaim as the Geres Purim." That's Shainis, and preach it again. And that was after the Chacham gave permission, or Esther wanted the permission to do it. And it says later on in Pasuk Perik Yer Pasuk Beis, "V'chol Masay Tokva Igvurasa Yeproshes Gurus Mordechai Shegodu Hamelach Haleim Ksuvim Al Seifid Yer Yomim Malchivat Aparas." It says all this is the merumah, is this discussion, it's in the Megillah. So to Maravai, the Rav, Rav Chanina, Rav Yechanan, Rav Chaviva, these are four Amoraim, Masnu, Vekulu, Say the Moyed, Kolke, Zuga, and anytime you say the Moyed, you have this group, it's always this group, and some are switch around, Rav Yechanan, Rav Yenison, Chalufi, Rav Yechanan, Mal, Rav Yenison. So these four Amoraim said over like this, Shochalem Esther, Lechachamim, Esther sent to the Chachamim a different question, different request. Besides for making it a Yom Tov Purim and to read the Megillah, she also wanted that her Megillah should be part of the Tanakh, part of Torah Nevi'im Ksuvim. She says, "Kasvuni l'dairis, write my Megillah l'dairis, it should be a Kisvei Kaidish l'dairis." Shalch v'lah, they sent back to her, "Halekasafti l'cha, shalishim," it says a pasuk, in the pasuk is in Mishlei, it says, "Halekasafti l'cha shalishim." And we darshan shalishim, you only make skiras amalek 3 times, not 4 times. And we already do it 3 times. We already do it twice in the Torah, and once by Shaul. So we don't want another time mentioned in Tanakh about amalek. But loyrabeim, not 4 times. Achamotzulai, until they found mikra kos of a Torah, it says the pasuk, ksoiv zois zikarim besefer. And we darshan like this, ksoiv zois mashakos of kan. Write this, what it says here, which means in the Torah, which goes on both the parashas B'Shalach and parashas Kisaytse. Mashakosav Kan of Mishnah Torah, and Zekorin is referring to Mashakosav Nevi'im, that's by Shaul HaMelech, by Sefer Mashakosav Megillah. So they found a way to fit it in the Pesukim that you could mention 4 times the Amalek, and the 4 times are parashas B'Shalach, parashas Kisaytse, and then by Shaul HaMelech when he took care of the Amalekim, and by the Megillah.
Would there have been a time before, and if they would have darshan and realized they would have said it earlier?
It could be. I don't know. But anyway, it's a little bit of a kasha. It happens to be this pasuk in Mishlei that says shalishim. The Ritva already asked. It's not even talking about skiras amalek, and therefore Ritva asks a kasha. Asks them pshat. It's an aura, but it's just a drasha. Usually, it's just a drasha that's a smachta. First, they had the reason to make the Megillah, then they found a Makar in the Torah, or a Makar not like that, that shouldn't be one of Kisvei Kaidish, but usually these things are a smachta, it doesn't start with the Drasha. Zotim Maravai, Tik Katanoi. Really, this Drasha, Ksoiv Zeis Sikarin, had a darsh in it, is Mechayis Tanoi. It says in the Brayis like this, Ksoiv Zeis Mashakosav Kan. The first man of the Yama darsh like this, it's Rav Yeshua. Ksoiv Zeis, the Pasuk says, this Pasuk is a Pasuk in Shemais, and the Parashas Peshalach. It says, "V'yem Hashem Amoshel." The pasuk we just read says, "V'yem Hashem Amoshel." Ksoiv zayis zikarim b'sefer v'sim v'oz neYeshua ki mochay emcha ezecha amalek b'tachas hashamayim. This is a pasuk in end of a parash of Shalach. So we had a drasha before, it means all four, but now this Tana will say it's only 3. Ketanoi ksoiv zayis mashikos of Kan. Ksoiv zayis means what's written over here in parash of Shalach. Zikarim mashikos mishat Torah. Zikarim means referring to parash of Kiseitzei. By Sefer, Mashakos of Neviim, which is by Shaul HaMelech, the Rabbi Shua. So if you're Rabbi Shua, the Megillas Esther is not part of the Kisvei Kodesh, part of the Ksuvim. Rabbi Lezah Amadoya, Ksoiv Zeis, Mashakos of Kan Mishat Torah. Ksoiv Zeis refers to everything in the Torah. Ksoiv Zeis means Parashat B'Shalach, and Parashat Kiseitzei. Ksoiv Zeis, Mashakos of Kan Mishat Torah. Zekaray Mashikasav and Avil. Basefer Mashikasav Megillah. So it's really Machlekes Tanoim if Megillah is one of the Kisvei Kodesh.
What do we hold now, nowadays?
It doesn't really make a nafkamina what we hold, because it doesn't. The only nafkamina really is the Gabi Tama Sedaim. Tosis happens to speak out that even if you hold it's not one of the ksuvim, it still has to have all the dini Megillah. Tosis speaks out. Look at the end of Tosis the Rachel Nemra. It says, "V'terusha Racharim the ksiva de Megillah mahanya tfei dotzricha gidim v'sirtut v'kamadram letzricha Megillah's tainis." That means even though you will hold that it's not nit elikasev, it still have all the dini Megillah, which means sirtut, which means carving out the lines and the letters. Like upon him, it doesn't really make a difference to us. It makes a difference for the next halacha. I'm Rav Yudam Shmuel. Esther ainim atame es yadayim. In one of the Yud Ches Davarim in Masechta Shabbos, with 18 gzeris that Beisham and Beisola came out together, it says there one of the gzeris were that if you touch Kisvei Kodesh, your hands become tame. And the reason why, not your hands and the food also, the reason why I did that is for a reason Ayin Sham, because they didn't want. They used to keep the food next to the Kisvei Kodesh, and the mice used to come and eat the Kisvei Kodesh. So, like upon them, they made a takana Kisvei Kodesh of Matame Esidayim. So, Shmuel says, Esther ain't a Matame Esidayim. Why not? Remember, Sava Shmuel, Esther lav Ruch Kodesh Nemra. It sounds like Shmuel holds that Esther wasn't written Ruch Kodesh, not one of the Ksuvim. Break the Gemara of Amma Shmuel, Esther Ruch Kodesh Nemra. We'll see later on in the Gemara, Shmuel held that Esther was written Ruch Kodesh. So Mara answers, yeah, it was written Ruach HaKadosh, but Nemra Likros, it was written Ruach HaKadosh in order to read it on Purim. Lo Nemra Lichtav, and not to be written as a Megillah. And Rashi says, what does it mean Nemra Likros? Rashi sounds like it could be read al peh. It doesn't have to be written. So that's where the Taisus speaks out that we have a Mishnah later on, it says Kara al peh lo yotza. So it sounds like that's a kuliyama. It's not Mishnah. Shmuel can't argue on a Mishnah. Therefore, Taisus' answer is that Avadi would have to read it in the Megillah, but it wouldn't be a din Megillah of Ksuvim. It'll be ki'ilu, klapi the din Kisvei Kodesh. It'll be ki'ilu, I read it al peh. That's what it means. Kaponim, that's what Shmuel holds. Ein v'matam is a daim. Why? Because it's not called a Kisvei Kodesh. Meis v'nasir kasha. Remei o'im v'keheles ein v'matam is a daim. Megillah of keheles ein v'matam is a daim. U'machloikis, that's machloikis be shamay u'besil of ashir ashir. Rabbi Yisrael Yemer, the opposite. Shir Hashir Matame Esidayim. Umachloikis by Kehelas. Machloikis is by Kehelas. Machloikis by Shammai Esilom. Rabbi Shimon Yemer, Kehelas Mekule by Shammai Rechum by Esilom. Which the Mepharshim speak out. He holds the same thing like Rabbi Yisrael, that Kehelas is Machloikis by Shammai Esilom. Just according to Rabbi Yisrael, by Shammai was Machmer. According to Rabbi Shimon, by Shammai was Mekel. Aval Rus, by Shir Hashir, by Esther, Matame Esidayim. But it says in the Brayso, Rosh Shira Shirim Ve'Esther, Matam is Daim. It sounds like it's Kuliyam, all these Tanoim over here hold that all these three, all these Rosh and Esther, Zanam Machlekes, Shira Shirim Machlekes. Rosh and Esther sounds like Zanam Machlekes, Tam is Daim. So it's a Kasha on Shmuel, and for the Gemara, who the Omak Rabbi Yeshua. Like we said before, Rabbi Yeshua is Darshan's Ksav Zeus Bezikaroin, that there's no fourth one. So he holds like Rabbi Shua. Shmuel holds like Rabbi Shua that Megillas Esther is not one of the Kisvei Kodesh. Tanya learned in a brisa. Rav Shimon ben Nasi Omer, Kehelas Einim Etame Esidayim. Why not? Just the Chachmas Hashleima. So therefore, it's not one of the Ksuvim. It's just the Chachmas Hashleima. It's not one of the Ksuvim. It's not Kisvei Kodesh. Amr Loi, the Chachmas said back to Shimon ben Nasi, if you're just talking about the Chachmas, so Shlomo HaMelech has more chachmas. V'chizu b'varamor, but like Farnamah, it says in the pasuk, "Vayidabes shloishes alaf mashal." He had 3,000 mashalim. So, and he punct wrote Kehelas. It must be Kehelas was Kisvei Kodesh, because if not, he would have wrote all the 3,000 mashalim. Another raya, "Vayimah paisiv al dvarav." Don't be maisiv on what we wrote already. Master, what we wrote is Kisvei Kodesh. So I'm going to ask my vayimah, why only two rayas? One raya, it says, the first raya was that there's 3,000 mashalim that are not written, so it must be Kehelas Kisvei Kodesh, so why need a pasuk of Al-Taisif? My vayimah, what's the second pasuk? The Gemara explains like this, maybe he wrote, he said a lot of things, but some things he wrote, some things he didn't write, it wasn't bedafka. Tashema, that's what he said in the second pasuk. Al-Taisif is al-Dvarav, that what he wrote was exact. And since it's Issa to be Moisiv, Shema Minah, that was Ruach HaKadosh, whatever was written is Ruach HaKadosh, part of Kisvei Kodesh. Masha Inkin, other Chachmas of Shlomo were not written because that was not the Ruach HaKadosh, that was down by his Chachma, and that was not Nitna to Levi Kosev.
How do we know that?
What? The Rai is, because the 3,000 Mashalim that wasn't written, only that was written, so we know anything that was written wasn't just by chance. Because it's al ta'isav al dvarav. You don't just write by chance. Everything else was exact. Whatever was written was exact, and therefore it's kisvei kodesh.
Why should I use the same argument that we just used above by Esther? No, so it was only written to give over. It wasn't written.
No, but right. Then you would write all the things. You write all his things. You only wrote some of his things. That's right. It's special. Those things are special. Those things have a kisvei kodesh. Those because that's written. Tanya, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, we had before the idea that it's ruach kodesh nemra. Tanya, that's the ruach kodesh nemra. Shenema. So now Shaila is now we're going to bring a bunch of different tanoim. And including Moira Shmuel, they bring a raya that Gilas Esther was Beruach HaKodesh. Tanya, Lez Oimer, Esther Beruach HaKodesh Nemra, Shanam, it says in the Pasuk, Vayoyim HaHaman Beliboy. We know the story, Haman's in the palace, and Achashverosh can't sleep, and he calls Haman, and it says in the Pasuk that Haman said Beliboy, that Achashverosh asks, oh, I want to take care of someone. So he says, this must be me, and he says all the thing. So how do we know he set up a Beliboy? By the way, before we just start, anyone who has any kasha on the raya, wait till Gemara answers to ask the kasha. Gemara might ask your kasha. But yeah. So number one, the first raya is Shema Vayayma Haman Beliboy. So you see, it's Ruach Kodesh. How do you know what Haman said in his heart? That's Rabbi Eliezer's pshat. Rabbi Kiva says the raya is like this. Kiva Yema Esther Beruach Kodesh Nemra. Shema says in the pasuk Vatihi Esther Neshes Chaim Einikol Re'ah. It says that everyone loved Esther. And how do you know? It must be Ruach Kodesh. Third raya. Mordechai found out about the plan of Bichson v'Seresh. How did he find out? It must be Mordechai Ruach HaKodesh. Now, the Torah Yevin asks over here, good it's a raya that Mordechai has Ruach HaKodesh. How is a raya Megillas Esther written Ruach HaKodesh? So it's a big kasha. He doesn't really have a pshat. The Yaros Tmash says that if it wasn't written Ruach HaKodesh, Mordechai would not have been megalat to everyone that he had Ruach HaKodesh. If he's megalat to everyone Ruach HaKodesh, it must be it was written for Ruach HaKodesh. And therefore he was megalat that. Rav Yossi ben Damascus Omer, the fourth raya that Esther was written Ruach HaKodesh, Esther Ruach HaKodesh Nemra, Shnema, Uvaviza lo Yishalku Ez Yardam. It says when they got the day to attack all the people from Shushan, including Saras and Haman, it says, they didn't take any booty, any of the spoils they didn't take. See, so how do you know? Maybe someone put something in his pocket. It says, written Ruach Kodesh. So that's at least four pshatim we had over here. We had Yom HaMal Liboy, Tiyasna Saras Chayin, and we have Yodah Dava Lamardchai, and the case of Biza. That's all Tanoi. Omar Shmuel. Shmuel Damari says, Avavai Hasam, Havamina, Milsa Dadifa Makula. I would have brought a bigger raya. A raya is better than everyone else's raya. Now it says in the pasuk, "Kimu v'kiblu." When he darshan, it means "Kimu l'mayla." They were mekayim and shemayim, mash kiblu mata. That they were mekabel the new yontif called Purim l'mata. They were mekayim that l'mayla. How do you know that? Must be Ruach HaKodesh. How would the Megillah know that kimu l'mayla must be Ruach HaKodesh? So Amar Rava, l'kulu is l'pircha. There's five pshatim. Four of them have a pircha. Levar m'shmul. Besides Shmuel, the less the pircha is no pircha. And the Gemara explains. The Rav Eliezer. Rav Eliezer's raya was Vayoyimah Haman Beliboy Lemi Hashem. Who is the Melech Chafetz to do it? It says Vayoyimah Haman Beliboy Lemi Yachpoitz Hamelech Las is a Kar Yosef Meni. And the question was, how do we know what Haman said in his heart? So the Gemara says Svaru. They have inish the Chashiv Lamalkav say. There's no one as Chashiv as him. Ki Kamafish Vahayki Kamafish Tuva. And that they said so much. Obviously, he meant himself. He says this major thing, take his, you know, secret service with his limousine and everything. He was thinking about himself, obviously. So that's what was Svaro. It's not Rai's Ruach Kodesh. The Rekiva also, that he says, Noises Chain Be'enei, that Esther found Chain in everyone's eyes. Dilma Karabli Yez, Domam Lamach Kol Echav Echad Nidmus Loi Ka'uma Asai. Like we know that every nation thought it was their nation. So we know from that. We don't have to know it from Ruach Kodesh. Vahadur Ameya. I'm sure you're thinking this one. It says, Vahadu Adav L'Mordechai. The Mordechai knew about Bichson v'Seresh. So he said, it must be he has Ruach Kodesh. What do you mean? We know the story. Vahadur Ameya. Dilma Krav Chiyah Ba'abad. Oma, Bichson v'Seresh, Shnei Tarsiyim Hayu. They were two Tarsiyim, and they were talking that language. And Mordechai was from the Sanhedrin. He knew the language. That's what he knew. Not that he knew Ruach Kodesh. He knew because he knew the language. So that's the third raya knocked out. Vahadur Rav Yosi ben Damascus. That his raya was from Bizel Shalcha Yisyadam. Dilma Pristiki Shadar. Maybe they sent along with the people spies to see if they are taking any spoils. So they also have a pircha. It's not Ruach HaKodesh. But the Shmuel that says, Kimu l'mayla, Masha, Kimu l'mata, that for sure is Ruach HaKodesh. The Shmuel, Vade lesa pircha. Amravina, Hainu damri inchi, Tovacha de pilputa. It's one hot harifta, one good hot pepper is better, Mali Tzani curry, better than a whole basket full of gourds. You know, full of gourds, they're very plain. One hot pepper is very good. Shmuel is one hot pepper. Can I get all these tanoim? His pshat held up the best. The Gemara now brings down two more pshat from Amarayim that was written by Ruach Kodesh. Rabbi Yisrael Mahacha, the Yemei HaPurim Ha'elo lo Yavrum Teich Yehudim. These days of Purim will never leave from the Yehudim. Who knows that? Unless you have Ruach Kodesh. Rabbi Nachman Yisrael Mahacha, V'zichrom lo Yosef Mezarom, that the memory, even their children, this is, Teich Yehudim sounds like that generation, like Tosafot speaks out. But from the next pasuk, Zichro Yosef Mezarom means even the next generation, even from their children, will never ever forget about the Yom Tov of Purim.